Papers Read on Finance, with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Predicting credit default probabilities using Bayesian statistics and Monte Carlo simulations. Authored 2021 by Dominic Joseph. Predicting credit default probabilities using Bayesian statistics and Monte Carlo. Dominic Joseph. Banks and financial institutions all over the world manage portfolios containing tens of thousands of customers. Not all customers are high credit worthy, and many possess varying degrees of risk to the bank or financial institutions that lend money to these customers. Hence, assessment of credit risk is paramount in the field of credit risk management. This paper discusses the use of Bayesian principles and simulation techniques to estimate and calibrate the default probability of credit ratings. The methodology is a two-phase approach where, in the first phase, a posterior density of default rate parameter is estimated based the default history data. In the second phase of the approach, an estimate of true default rate parameter is obtained through simulations. 1. Introduction. Probability of default, PD, is a financial risk management term describing the likelihood of a default over a particular time horizon. It provides an estimate of the likelihood that a borrower will be unable to meet its debt obligations. Under Basel II guidelines, formulated by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision or BCBS, PD is a key parameter used in the calculation of economic capital or regulatory capital for a banking institution. Banks that comply with the new Basel II internal ratings-based approach are obliged to assign a PD value, usually a one-year PD, to their clients, which are used as the basis for regulatory capital requirements. IFRS 9 accounting guidelines also require an estimate of probability of default that is unbiased and reflective of current economic scenarios for determining provisions. A popular method of quantifying PD is through credit ratings, where each entity in a bank's portfolio is assigned a rating grade depending on its past, current, and future behavior. Entities with same rating grade represent similar credit risk. Some banks have internal scorecard and rating models that assign ratings based on internal methodologies. On occasions, banks may use ratings supplied by external credit rating agencies such as Moody's and Standard & Poor's, S&P, instead of internal ratings. For example, S&P Global Ratings provide a rating system with 22 rating classes and Moody's, which is another popular rating agency, classifies entities to 21 rating classes based on their creditworthiness. This is permissible because Basel II Accord allows banks to base their capital requirements on internal as well as external rating systems in risk profile. Large banks employ various mathematical techniques using the historical data of customer or account level ratings assigned by its internal rating system or external rating system to forecast the default probability of each entity. The number of grades used by the bank depends on the bank's individual preference. The upper grades represent lower default risk and hence lower probability values are assigned to them, while lower grades represent higher default risk and consequently higher probability values are assigned to them. One of the important concerns of analysts in the financial industry is that the empirically estimated PD values of rating classes are non-monotonic in nature, i.e. R greater than R, R is lower grade, need not imply theta R greater than theta R. Where theta R, abstract, is the estimated default rate for rating grade R, non-monotonicity is an issue because the observed default rates do not reflect the true default risk associated with the rating class. It can lead to issues like misclassification of some customers into wrong risk buckets. It also affects the discriminatory power of a rating system, thereby hindering meaningful risk differentiation between less risk and high risk rating classes. One reason for this could be that the portfolio of most banks has an uneven distribution of accounts in the rating classes. It is commonly observed by industry experts in many of the data that are analyzed that there is insufficient data in some rating groups, thereby making it impossible to obtain an accurate estimate of its default risk from the observed default rate itself. For example, Table 1 shows the observed default rates based on historical rating assignments, long-term foreign currency, of corporate assets by Standard & Poor's rating services for the years 2017 and 2016. Note that for both years, there is a break in monotonicity in the empirically obtained default rates. In such cases, it is safe to assume that the observed default rate is different from the true default rate. A lack of sufficient data might lead to a difficulty in calculating the true probability of default value for such rating grades. Hence, there is a need to calibrate the estimated default probabilities such that R greater than R right pointing arrow theta R. This paper deals with a method for calibrating the PD values through a Bayesian approach and Monte Carlo simulations. Using Bayesian principles, we attempt to model the default parameter for each rating class R and period T given data as a continuous random variable theta R, T, subject to certain conditions. We later see that the marginal density function of rating classes theta R subject to a set of given restrictions is an expression without any closed form solution. Hence, a simulation approach is needed to be adopted for obtaining an approximate solution. The theoretical framework for the entire process has been discussed in detail in the following sections. The proposed methodology is modeled using S and P data, and the results are presented in section 3.3. The results are then compared to the outputs from other well-known approaches, which have been provided in section 4. Greater than theta R. 2. Methodology. 2.1. Beta binomial distribution. The beta binomial distribution is the binomial distribution in which the probability of success at each of n trials is not fixed but randomly drawn from a beta distribution. Binomial distribution is the distribution of the number of successes that occur in n independent trials with the probability of success in each trial as theta. If we consider n to be the number of performing entities at the beginning and the k denote the number of entities at the end who defaulted, then the distribution of number of defaults can be considered as a binomial distributed random variable with likelihood p, theta, n, equals, where theta is the true probability of occurrence of a default event of a single entity. In the Bayesian framework, the parameter theta is assumed to have a probability distribution of its own called the prior. The suitable prior density for a binomial likelihood is a beta density. Gamma, alpha plus beta. Gamma, alpha, gamma, beta. Theta tilde beta, alpha, beta, equals. 2.2. Conditional posterior density Bayesian statistics is derived from Bayes' theorem that describes the probability of an event, based on prior knowledge of conditions that might be related to the event. Bayesian statistics has three key components: a probability density called prior distribution, prior, theta r before observing the evidence or data; likelihood of data given theta r; likelihood, x, theta r, which is the distribution of data x equals, x1, x2, xn, given the value of parameter theta r. After observing data, we update our beliefs about the parameter theta r given the knowledge of the data and prior knowledge of theta r and calculate the posterior distribution, posterior, theta r, x. Posterior, theta, r, x, alpha likelihood, x, theta, r. In our case, the likelihood is the binomial likelihood discussed before. Likelihood, x, theta, r. At the beginning, the parameter theta is assumed to be uniformly distributed from 0 to 1, which is chosen as the prior distribution. Theta r, tilde u, 0, 1, equals beta, 1, 1, 5. Hence, posterior density of theta r comes out to be nk, 1, theta k, 1 minus theta, n minus k, 2, de minus 1, 1 minus theta, beta minus 1, shows the distribution of the parameter, theta r, times prior, theta, r, 3, equals binom, n, r, d, r, 4. For a portfolio with m ratings, the joint density of theta 1 given the data is the product of each of its beta distribution density. This follows from the assumption that default event in one rating bucket doesn't affect the default event in any other rating bucket, i.e. theta I and theta j are independent random variables for I does not equal j. 2.3. Calibration using simulation. We know that the true value of the parameter follows the order 0 is less than or equal to theta 1 is less than or equal to theta 2. We assume that the reason that the observed value of the parameter breaks the order due to data limitations discussed earlier. Hence, we aim to solve for each theta I under the constraint given by equation. The marginal distribution of theta I can be obtained from the joint density function as follows. This expression has no bounded solution. Hence, one can use a Monte Carlo simulation approach to estimate the conditional marginal distribution of f. Theta I, theta 2 I, theta 3 I, theta, ni, is the set of n simulated random variables of theta I. Suppose, theta 1 I from the conditional marginal distribution of f, theta I, tilde beta, alpha, if we assume that theta I beta, then from the simulated numbers, method of moment matching can use to estimate the parameters, alpha, beta, of the density function of each theta I. Theta 1 is less than or equal to theta 2 is less than or equal to is less than or equal to theta m. Let x, I and s, I be the mean and standard deviation of the simulated samples for each rating group I. Theta s I equals square root I, 2 n I. Using the technique of moment matching for beta distribution, we obtain that x equals x, I times 1 minus I x, I, 2 s I a I b I equals 1 minus x, I times theta 2. Theta m is less than or equal to theta 3 is less than or equal to is less than or equal to theta m is less than or equal to 1 theta I, n I, 9, x, I equals, 10, 2 minus xi, 11, minus 1. 1 xi minus x, is, 2 i, 12, minus 1. Beta I, where, ai from the simulated sample, theta I. Appendix provides proof for the derivation of equations 11 and 12, is the set of estimated parameters of the conditional marginal distribution f. Theta I, the calibrated probability of default for rating I, can hence be estimated as the beta distribution mean mu theta I 3. Experimental design 3.1 data, standard and AMP, POR and hash X27, S rating services, issues credit ratings for the debt of public and private companies, and other public borrowers such as governments and governmental entities. It rates customers into 22 ratings based on their performance, with AAA being the best rating and minimal chance of default and D being the worst performance rating, which stands for default. Intermediate ratings are offered at each level between AA and CCC, such as BBB+, BBB, and BBB-. For the purpose of the modeling, long-term issuer ratings, foreign currency, data of corporate customers rated by S&AMP, P was obtained 1. The data consisted of ratings for the years 2016 and AMP, 2017. For the purpose of simplicity and overcoming data challenges like lack of enough defaults in some rating grades, a binning process 2 was carried out where in adjacent ratings were clubbed together to form a new rating group with 9 ratings. For example, ratings BBB+, BBB and BBB were merged to form a new group BBB. Also, ratings C and D were considered to be the default bucket with rating order 9. December snapshots for the years 2016 and 2017 was analyzed for the modeling. A 12-month window was considered as an ideal observation window because banks and financial institutions are usually interested in measuring probability of default over a 1-year time horizon. For each snapshot period, the number of performing entities in the beginning and the number of default cases from the performing entities at the end of the 12-month window were measured for each rating class separately. See Table 2 for details of obligor and default counts measured for each year. Theta 1 is less than or equal to theta 2. Theta MAIAI plus BI equals 1, 3, 3. 2 sampling algorithm. The sampling and calibration process is performed in an iterative and step-by-step manner. Using estimated posterior distribution given by equation 6, for ratings I and I plus 1. E. Filter the simulated numbers such that theta I is less than or equal to theta 1 plus 1. E. For the filtered data, beta distribution parameters are estimated using moment matching technique, as explained earlier in section 2.3. IV. Steps I to E are continued till all the ratings are calibrated, with each step yielding new values for the beta distribution shape parameters. For each sampling process, updated beta distribution parameters from the previous sampling step is used. I. Simulate n values of theta I and theta I plus 1. The sampling processes 3 and steps I to IV is performed multiple times to obtain a sampling distribution for each calibrated theta I. Once we have the sampling distribution, we can calculate mean, median and confidence intervals for our estimate of theta I. 3.3 calibrated PD output using the method of moment matching, beta distribution parameters, AI, are determined from the simulated random variables subject to given conditions explained earlier for each rating in each snapshot period. The estimated parameters for sample size n equals 100,000 and n equals 500,000 are as shown in Table 3 and Table 4, along with 90% confidence bounds. BI, the distribution of calibrated PDs for all the ratings from 1 to 8 for both the years have been provided in the appendix. 4. Comparison with other methods. The results obtained was also compared with other popular calibration techniques in the industry. Pluto and AMP, Tash, 2005, suggested a low default portfolio calibration approach using upper confidence bounds, while guaranteeing an ordering of PDs that respects the differences in credit quality as indicated by the rating grades. This method is termed as the most prudent estimation. Van der Burt, 2007, suggested a method for calibrating low default portfolio by using the cumulative accuracy profile, CAP, also known as the power curve or Lorentz curve, and a mathematical function for modeling the CAP. This is also called CAP curve calibration or VDB calibration. Dirk Tash, 2009, proposed a two-parameter approach called quasi-moment matching, M, based on accuracy ratio and distribution of good accounts. I.E. In order to compare the models, all PD values were scaled to their corresponding year and hash X27, S central tendency or portfolio average default rate. The values after scaling the PD values from each calibration technique have been displayed in the table 6 given below. From the table, we can observe a significant variation among the different methods in the worst rating grades. A visual comparison of PD end can be observed from figure 3 and figure 4. The comparison exercise performed using Pluto-TASH calibration, QMM and CAP calibration method suggests that simulation-based approach provides reasonable results in line other industry best practice techniques. The values are neither under-predicting nor over-predicting in comparison to the other models. It can be observed that QMM method provided significantly higher PD results in worse rating grades in both the years, while Pluto-TASH method generated slightly lower PDs when compared to all the others in the same range. It can also be observed that simulation-based results give satisfactorily close results irrespective of the number of simulations, n equals 100,000 versus n equals 500,000. Even in rating grade 8, where the separation is maximum, the difference between the two PDs is just 15.80%, 15.71% equals 0.09%. This is advantageous as we need not choose large sampling size for the simulation of results. But even with 100,000 simulations, the algorithm consumed significant amount of time. For higher precision results, more simulations may be required, which may be limited by the computational power of the user and HashX27's computer. System 5. Potential application regression with exogenous variables. So far, we have only considered the case where estimations are carried out on historical one-year observation periods for which data is available. But in many occasions, we may be required to estimate PDs for different points in time when default data is either unavailable, such as years before the start of default information, or unobserved, such as future time periods. In order to build a PD term structure, default probabilities for multiple future time periods, we need a robust method for establishing a relationship between PD values and exogenous regressor variables, for example systemic factors like GDP growth or unemployment rate. One generally accepted method of estimation is to use the PD from the historical time periods to build a regression model where the PD values or a transformed version of PD values are modeled as a linear function of one or more macroeconomic factors or idiosyncratic factors. Q, OR, equals B plus B plus B2Y2 plus our goal here, is to propose a regression model that is tailored for situations where the dependent variable, 0, is measured continuously on the standard unit interval, i.e. 0, less than or less than 1. Beta regression model is based on the assumption that the response is beta distributed. Since our estimated means are from calibrated beta distributions, the beta regression model fits perfectly into the PD modeling framework. We do not present the methodology in full generality with example, but rather introduce it as a concept. Let YL, Y2, YK be independent random variables, then the beta regression model assumes that if OR tilde beta, A, B, then LOGIT1 equals MO, W equals BO plus B plus B2Y2 plus VKOOK 14, plus VKOOK alpha, 15, equals A plus SS, 16, logit minus 1, psi, can be replaced with any monotonically increasing link function. Beta 1, are the regression coefficients of each independent variable and beta 0 is the intercept. Using the estimated values of probability of default THR, T, for historical snapshot periods from the previous approach in exogenous predictor variables, Y1, T, we can train a model for beta regression parameters, B0, T, Y2, T, YK, B1, B2, BK. The model can then be used to predict the value of mean mu given new data point, Y1, Y2, YK. One main advantage of this method is that since the default rate parameter theta r is assumed to be a beta random variable, it naturally incorporates into the beta regression framework. Another advantage is that since the historical PD values are already calibrated in the first step, the estimated future PDs from regression model will also be calibrated in nature. 6. Conclusion. In this paper, we have presented a method for estimation and calibration of rating systems, which solves the issue of non-monotonicity which creeps in when default rates are empirically determined. The method introduced in the document is implemented by assuming that the default rate parameter is a random variable that follows beta distribution. A simulation algorithm is designed to sample from the conditional distribution of default rate parameter for each rating. In this paper, the method is demonstrated for a portfolio of corporate entities rated by Standard & Poor's Credit Rating Agency, and the results obtained have been observed to be comparable to that of other popular calibration methods that are widely used. One advantage of this method is that it is conceptually simple and straightforward and has minimum number of assumptions. The simulation algorithm is also simple and easy to implement using a statistical software. It has also been elucidated how this method can be used for estimating probability of default for future point in times and how it integrates well with a beta regression framework. Although this approach is simple and straightforward, One drawback is that the process consumes significant amount of time. For higher precision, more simulations may be required, which may be limited by the computational power of the user's computer system. Further researches need to be conducted on how to improve the framework by using faster sampling with improved accuracy of the PD estimates. Beta, K. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.finance.